Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid heightened security and the surging pandemic, Joe Biden will be sworn in as president today at noon. WBUR begins its live coverage at 11 this morning. To talk about this day, we're joined right now by Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch. Congressman, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition on Inauguration Day.
Good morning, Bob. It's a good day to be with you. Thank you.
Are you attending the inauguration in person today, and are you concerned about security in Washington?
Well, I am attending, and I'm very excited about it. This is a great day. I've been looking forward to this for about 4 years, and there's enormous security here. So on my run yesterday along the mall, there had to be at least 15,000 to 20,000 Army National Guard, and so I think we're well prepared for any type of attack, unfortunately. But I think every reasonable step has been taken to protect the inauguration, and I'm very excited about the day and about what this means for the country and for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, let me ask you to expound on that, if you would. What are you most looking forward to today?
I'm most looking forward to President Trump being gone from office and hopefully the country turning a new page, reflected in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their leadership, their desire for unity, their desire for a return of the rule of law, and just a return to some sense of normalcy from the office of the president, and also their whole program, the ideas that they expounded upon when they ran for office, and beginning with addressing this pandemic in a meaningful and coordinated way, as well as the relief that they recognize that people need: unemployment benefits, student loan relief, eviction relief, and perhaps a little further down the line, a transportation and infrastructure bill that will help put people back to work. So there are a lot of good things that we're on the brink of here, and this is just the beginning of it. So very happy about the day, and for all those reasons.
Well, let me ask about a couple of other Joe Biden priorities. President Biden is getting right to work today after being sworn in, signing a series of executive orders, some of which will reverse Trump orders. On the Biden list is canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, stopping the Trump border wall construction, stopping the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. Is there anything on this list of 17 executive orders from Biden that he's going to sign today you disagree with, or what's missing from your point of view you hope the new administration deals with immediately?
You haven't mentioned anything that I object to in that short list, but there are some deeper issues that we're working on that need closer examination. The situation in Afghanistan, I've been working on that very closely. The situation in Iraq, there won't be total agreement. There never is when everyone's honest and open. And that's the type of discussions that Joe Biden has welcomed in the past, unlike the current president.
Let me ask you quickly about life in the House, so to speak, on Capitol Hill. You've said GOP lawmakers who gave direct assistance to the insurrectionists on January 6th who invaded the Capitol should be expelled. At the least, with sedition charges possibly further down the line. Is there political will, do you think, to make that happen in the House? And how many Republican lawmakers should be expelled in that scenario?
Well, Bob, we're still gathering evidence. And so, that decision, whether it's expulsion or sedition as well, will depend on their actual participation, whether it was active and meaningful or it was just ancillary. So it will depend on what they actually did, what they actually said, that will lead to what degree of punishment that is due. It's very, very important that a seditious act, an act of insurrection against the duly elected government of the United States be punished. If we don't protect the Constitution, if we don't abide by it, then we show an example that others might follow. If people aren't punished for this, then why should this not occur again? So I think we really have to make examples out of people. What they did was attack their own country, and that has consequences.
Congressman Stephen Lynch, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition on this day, and enjoy this day.
You too. Be safe now, Bob. Thank you.